Hey friends, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today I'm going to start with a question. I want you to ask yourself, what is your best self? Think back to a time where you felt most you. Now, oftentimes this can be associated with weight, so for a minute, I want you to see if you can dissociate the two. For example, I know for me, when I was at my leanest, I hated that version of me. I was obsessive. I was closed in. I was not in a good place. I was always looking for the approval and the acceptance from other people versus giving myself approval and acceptance from within. I can also think back to another time in my life, weight aside, where I was just, quite frankly, being a jerk to my body. I was binge drinking on the weekends, starving myself during the day, working out multiple times a day to try to compensate everything that I was doing to my body, and then, you know, eating Nutella by the spoonfuls at night. And I was just, well, like I was a hot mess. I was all over the place, right? And what it comes down to is not trusting and not respecting my body. So today I wanted to share my experience with not only planning one, but two weddings in a pandemic, because I think we are all processing this pandemic 2020 differently, and it can really help to hear other perspectives to help do our own processing. I also hope that by sharing my experience and how it relates to my body, you may also be able to connect the dots to a special moment in your life, whether it was a vacation, whether it was a special party, a formal, a big milestone in your life, right? Like a birthday or something, a moment where you wanted to show up as your best self. I'll also be sharing 8 tips specifically that helped me feel both prepped and present for the big day. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Okay, so imagine yourself, imagine me in late February, March of 2020. Life is good. I am, you know, going to my bridal shower with my in-laws, future in-laws at the time, and so excited, right? I go to work on Monday and I get a call from my now sister-in-law saying, hey, my dad's coworker had that COVID. I don't really know what to do, but since we both, cause she's a dietitian as well, isn't that funny? I don't know what we should do, but I feel like since we're in healthcare, maybe we should tell our bosses. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of weird. I guess we should. So I told my boss, Joey told his boss, we immediately got sent home that day. Indefinitely. They said, you should just grab your stuff and go home. We don't know how long. And so that, first of all, was just the weirdest day of just sitting there. Never really working from home in that capacity. Also, like, how do I navigate? How do I do anything? What is happening right now, right? So we ended up going back to work. And then a week later, that was when everything got shut down. So throughout that time, I decided I think my bachelorette party was supposed to be the end of March. And this was, again, like the week before everything got shut down. I decided, well, gosh, if I get sent home from work, like maybe we should postpone the bachelorette party. You know, a lot of people were getting ready to buy flights to come in town, or many of my friends did have flights already. I just had this pull in my heart of like, this is something's going on. And like, I would feel irresponsible being sent home from work, but then asking my friends to all come do this thing, right? This thing that we don't even understand what's happening. So we postponed the bachelorette party, you know, was definitely bummed about it, but there were bigger things happening, right? And then, you know, again, throughout this time, we find out that everything gets put into shutdown or lockdown. And we found out that our wedding for April 25th could only have 10 people. Now, I want you to just put yourself in my shoes of just how weird it felt knowing that some of the most important people in our lives couldn't be there for the most important day of our lives. And there was also this whole weird dynamic in my brain of just wanting to be glamorous. Like, I think back of just, you know, I can look back on this moment now and I just think, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that I don't have the body image and the self-image issues that I did a few years ago. Because, you know, on your wedding day, you want to feel like a star, right? You want to feel feminine. You want to feel confident. You want to feel like a different person in a sense, right? Because we get all glammed up. It's the dress, the makeup, the hair, all the things that you don't normally do, right? It feels like playing dress up for many women. And so thinking on that, like my mom did my nails. Of course, she did my nails. We stayed up too late. Like, of course they smudge because whoever paints their nails while drinking a glass of wine and wakes up with not smudged nails, right? And I had to do my own hair. You know, mind you, I hadn't had a haircut in who knows how long. There were no brow places open. I had my besties give me a makeup tutorial via Zoom. I tried to hem my own dress. Now that ended up being a disaster. Unfortunately, I was able to call the place. Well, I take that back. I was able to YouTube and figure out how to sew the straps, but it was just still not working how I thought it was going to work in my head. So fortunately, I was able to do like a drop off, send in my measurements, and they were able to make it work. But like, what? So from like a body image perspective and a self image, that could have been a wreck. Like, I can't even imagine how I would have been able to process everything else if I was so focused on my weight and my body and how I was going to look from the outside perspective, right? Now, April was amazing. I mean, you guys know me, I'm a firm believer that God has a plan. And that day was so special and so unique in the weirdest way. And so I wouldn't change a thing for that for sure. I mean, my brother is a priest. He married us. You know, we had not all of our family, but our parents were there. We had friends and family in the parking lot, like honking and with signs. And so it was just definitely a unique experience that, wow, kids, our future generations will not even believe what we went through. And so for that, I'm grateful. But meanwhile, right, just to give you perspective of kind of where I was at emotionally and in terms of body, we had decided to postpone our reception to August, thinking, oh, this little bump, you know, and when we got sent home, it was like, oh, you'll be home for 2 weeks. This little bump, we'll push everything back to August. Everything will blow over by then. LOL. Can we just have a moment right there for our innocent brains back in March, our innocent, hopeful brains. But throughout this time, my photographer had moved to LA, wasn't sure if she was going to make it back. I wasn't sure if we were going to get any money back. We had lost the deposit on our previous venue because they couldn't accommodate, you know, a different date. My best friend told me she couldn't make it because of work and school reasons. You know, I had another best friend had a baby, and like that was, you know, finding this ground of like, I wanted people to feel comfortable, but I also wanted them to know that I respected their decision to do what was right for them, right? And so we're all going through this and grieving and processing so differently from so many different angles, from our own experiences, from our day to day. Like, it was and still is such a roller coaster, you know. So all this is happening between April, or I should say March and August. And mind you, I'm still working full time, trying to maintain my business. So much stuff going on. And it was hard. Like, it was hard. And I want to recognize that. I want to recognize you. Maybe you can take a minute today and just think of, wow, how much you have actually gone through, how much you have processed, how much you have dealt with, you know, whether positively or negatively. Like, you've made it here to where you are today listening to this podcast. And man, just give yourself a deep breath, give yourself a pat on the back, and recognize the emotional roller coaster that you have been through. and your resiliency because you've made it here and you're alive, right? So fast forward to August. There was a lot of anxiety that I was experiencing leading up to with COVID. You know, I was having a lot of guilt. Do I even have this? Me personally, right? And this does not reflect any other brides who have been going through this similar process, right? I'm sharing like my personal experience. So I felt guilty. Like I thought maybe we should just call it off. Like, how do we even have this? Really, I tried to tap into like why, what matters to me and where am I getting hung up? And a lot of it, which is so selfish, a lot of the reasons that came down to me were selfish because it felt like we deserve to have this day. You know, we've put in so much planning. We've worked so hard. We've already spent a lot of money. And so everything I kept boiling it down to felt really selfish. And so for me, I was really trying to battle all that. And we ended up, you know, moving venues to a more open venue. And they told us we could only have immediate family, bridal party. I was okay with that because I felt it felt better for me to have somebody else tell us what we, you know, could and couldn't do because there weren't many guidelines. And I tried talking to other brides, you know, on the internet and Instagram, and people were getting such different messages. And so for me, I thought, okay, if it's my immediate family or siblings and their, you know, husbands or wives, our direct niece and nephews, our bridal party, which is our closest friends, and that's it. One of our friends actually ended up getting COVID the week before, which is crazy, right? Because I mean, a blessing and a curse, right? Because he got it, and thank goodness he is fine. He is great, right? It didn't have any major impacts on him, but I lost sleep for quite a few days thinking, oh my gosh, what if someone comes and, you know, infects everybody? How will I live with myself if someone gets sick? So a lot of processing with that. Flowers were whatever we could find. So I really lost sight of a lot of the little details leading up to August because so much had shifted and it really forced me, not just with the wedding, but with life, with everything, to narrow down and ask myself those questions of what matters? What's important? What is the bigger picture? And so for me, again, looking back, blessing, but at the time it felt like a curse. So we wore our masks during what we call our massive celebration, or as my brother liked to call it, our 122nd day anniversary. We couldn't take masks off for any of the pictures in the church. I was stressed about, you know, how are we going to transport everybody? Do we want everybody in a car? I don't know. I don't feel good about this. Just so many back and forth, like tug of war in my head about every single decision. Do we have a DJ? We can't have our live band anymore. What do we do about catering? How do we safely get food to people, right? Because I'm a dietitian and I also think of food safety. And so it was just all over the place. You know, fortunately with our photographer, I believe this was another God moment, another God thing that happened was we ended up getting connected with a gal who we actually knew indirectly from high school parties and things like that. And she was amazing. She was so wonderful, so special. I will tag her in social media because so you can see all her pictures because she did a phenomenal job. Just her energy, everything was such a match for us. Everyone wore masks most of the time. We spaced out. We had three people per table at these giant tables. So that was like a bit obnoxious, but it happened. We had the garage doors up. It was kind of in this trendy indoor-outdoor venue. So my point is, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was hard, but I wouldn't change a thing. And you never know what's going to happen, right? Who could have predicted this was going to happen? So when you're thinking about that big day coming up or the big event and you find yourself feeling pulled to weight loss or you find yourself being pulled to change your body, we don't know what's going to happen with life. And if we only focus on that piece, we're doing ourselves a disservice, right? Because we're not making ourselves mentally, emotionally tough to navigate what other things life might throw at us. So you can, you absolutely 100% can want to be better. You can want to show up as your best self for that day, but it all starts with your motive. If you can focus more on the feeling and less on the numbers, it's going to help to shift your energy towards a more balanced, more sustainable place. So I hope kind of sharing the story gave you some examples, but I'm going to share with you a few quick tips in a second. But I want you to know, I can guarantee you, if you look back one day and you can really close your eyes and picture and be there, bring yourself back to that moment. If you can recall the memories, the laughs, the moments, you guys, that is everything. And that is so much more than caring what your arms look like. And I don't want you to miss out on those special moments in your life because you're so consumed about what other people are thinking about your body, what you're thinking about your body, about not feeling confident in the skin that you're in. Because what that does is that robs you. That robs you of special moments, the precious moments in life, the little things that make life worth living. The people who are going to be there are the people that love you, the people that cheer you on no matter what, unconditionally. They're going to think you look drop dead gorgeous if you show up in a paper bag. I'm not even kidding. And if they don't, well, that's another podcast episode. We'll save that for a few more weeks.
Psst. It's me, Katie. And in case you haven't already noticed, I kind of care about you getting results. Now, I'm not talking about results as far as body fat composition or the number on the scale, but I'm talking about implementing the things that you are learning here each and every week. Head on over to Facebook and just search Fit Friends Tribe to request to join our group. This is a free Facebook community where we talk about the podcast episodes each week, and I give you action steps on how to implement what it is that we talked about so that you're not just listening, learning, and absorbing information, but you're part of that top percent, that top 2% that actually takes action and changes their life. So Facebook.com, search Fit Friends Tribe. I'm going to ask you a few questions to make sure you're not some weirdo from Antarctica, and we'll let you in. See you there. All right, back to the show.
Okay, I want to share with you 8 tips of things that really helped me to, again, focus on the feeling, kind of more of the day-to-day actions that I did to help me show up my best self, because I can look back in both April and August and wow, I really feel like I was present and I was there. And maybe some of that was due to the smaller size, you know, everything that was happening, but I can genuinely look back and say, wow, I wasn't really thinking. I don't recall thinking about my body, how I look, and what others are thinking. Like I felt like I was in a good space. So things that helped me, number one, was movement. Now, what was different about the movement over these past few months was I really tried to focus on just moving my body, doing things that brought me joy. You know, I don't have a lot of equipment here at my house. Gyms have been closed. I also recognized that it was/is so hard for me to get up in the morning because I was not sleeping. I was not sleeping well. And so it wasn't realistic for me to wake up, keep up my morning routine. Like that wasn't happening. So for me, I got to a point where just moving my body was enough. Trying to move my body regularly, didn't care what I did, really went by what do I feel today? What do I want to feel like? Do I want to feel strong lifting weights? Do I want to do a HIIT workout? Do I have time to just go for a long walk or run till I don't feel like it anymore? Yoga, stretching, like I really just did a variety of things, focusing on the feeling. Number two is being intentional about getting outdoors and getting fresh air. Now, I feel like this has been repeated a lot, and maybe you have adopted kind of your own daily routine of walking or whatever that looks like. But for me, sometimes this has been even just stepping on my front porch because we don't even have a yard, hashtag downtown living, stepping on our stoop and just taking a minute, maybe even less, to just take a big inhale and exhale. Giving myself permission some time, whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, to just process and feel like I was able to click the reset button. Number three is I focused on the details that mattered. What I identified was that I really cared about people having fun, me having fun, people feeling safe, just enjoying themselves, right? I wanted people to be just as present as I was in the moment. And so things that really helped me was planning a dance. So that felt special to me. And that was something that I could focus on throughout these few months of redirecting my energy, redirecting my focus, my energy, my stress was like, let me see how I can choreograph. Let me flex my creative brain. I get really excited about planning those types of crazy things to surprise people and catch them off guard and funny. And so that was a really huge outlet for me to plan. Oh, I didn't even say what it was. For me to plan this father-daughter dance with my dad. I will definitely post the video so that you can watch it because, man, that was a whole nother story. As much as I say I was focusing on choreographing it, it was just like when I wrote the maid of honor speech for my sister's wedding. I just kept waiting, kept like throwing things around in my head. I would do some TikTok videos and things like that, but I just kept like, as it closer as it got, I said, okay, it's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. And I was just waiting for it and it never actually came. So I choreographed maybe a minute of it. And then the rest of it, we completely did it on the fly. So as you can see, it's a little disoriented, but I don't even care. It was so fun. And my dad, he nailed it. He was such a champ, such a sport. But planning that dance was something that just made me feel special that I could redirect, refocus my energy on. I also spent a lot of time focusing on gifts, gift bags, and little goodies for my bridesmaids that had a special touch. You know, writing letters to them, custom labels for wine, like special cookies that my sister and my mom and I, you know, went to way too long of extent of decorating and trialing. And my sister and I made clay little table holders and like the table cards, like all the details, all the decorating. I could have outsourced that. I could have hired someone. I could have bought different things. But for me, I found that was a really creative outlet for me to manage my stress, to be present, to stay focused on the things that mattered. Because not only was it, you know, saving money and all those different things, but it was spending time with my sister, spending time with my mom, spending time that things that mattered. And it really helped to keep me grounded. Tip number four is taking time off. Now, depending on what special event you're talking about, maybe it's the day before a vacation. Maybe it's, you know, for me in my situation, I took a full week off prior to the second wedding. I took a few days off before the first. We took another week off at some point, but I recognize that I'm very fortunate. I'm very fortunate in the situation that I am with my job at the hospital, with my business, that I had a lot of flexibility. I had the ability to take time off, but this just really allowed me space, physical space, mental space to do things on my business so that I could then take time off later and after and get ahead. So depending what that looks like to you, don't feel bad about taking time off. If you work, you know, a typical full-time job where you get PTO and benefits, they're there for a reason. Use them. Do not just let them go to waste. Tip number five is therapy. Now, this is a game changer, and I actually ended up going two times between April and August. You know, if you haven't already, go back to the episode where I shared my experience about therapy, but just talking to a third party, kind of expressing how I was feeling, she helped give me some really great ideas of how to manage how I was feeling, especially with the stress that I was having leading up to COVID. You know, I even made a promise to myself. I really, truly wanted to cancel the week of the reception in August because I thought I'm going to be so busy. I don't have time for that. But remember, that is the first thing that goes out the door whenever we get stressed 9 times out of 10 is it's the thing that is for ourselves. And so really prioritizing that was huge just to keep me again in that same headspace that I wanted to be in. Tip number six is, again, this is totally individual to me, but we did a fun workout the morning of because for me, I know that mornings are everything. So it wasn't a matter of, oh, I've got to work out in order to feel skinny that day, but I know that how I start my day is how I spend my day. So if I can start my day with good music, with good energy, you know, surrounded by my bridesmaids and my best friends and my family, it's going to be a good day. Like I'm going to start off with those endorphins. I'm going to just feel good about moving my body and having fun, kind of a way to kick off a celebration. Tip number seven is to delegate and ask for help. Remember, you cannot and you should not do everything. This is your permission to pass it off because people are way more than happy to support you in any way they can, both leading up to the day and the day of. So whether that's asking someone to set up tables or asking someone to do an errand for you, or, you know, depending on what event that you're going to or you have coming up, there's things like TaskRabbit. Like, ask your cousin who's in high school who needs an extra $20, ask her to go pick something up for you, return it. Like, there's so many ways that you can ask for help. Just taking a load off, even as little as it seems, taking your laundry to the dry cleaners so that you don't have to do laundry that week. Like, whatever it is that you can do, don't feel guilty for it. Do it, because again, it will help clear up that brain space, but also that physical stress that you feel. And last tip number 8, is remember how you want to feel. So for me, I just kept coming back to it, kept focusing on, okay, on this day, I want to feel present. I want to feel grateful. I want to feel connected. I want to feel focused. Like, I want to be sitting there in the moment and just be where my feet are. So the more that you can focus on what you want to feel, the more you're going to get ideas of things that you can do to get closer to that feeling. And I can guarantee you, it is not going to be killing yourself at the gym or starving yourself with food. Send me a message and let me know how you're feeling about this topic, or better yet, join us in the Facebook group. Click the link in the show notes to join and let's chat more. Let's continue this conversation. I will also share a link in the show notes with a blog post so you can see pictures and get a little slice of our special day. Love you. Mean it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.